All right. Welcome back to the North Florida Sports Network. It's time for NFL picks. 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Let's update the standings. Last week, Justin with 10 wins. Who else had 10 wins?
Al.
Al had 10. And that I had 8 wins along with Mike, and Jimmy had 6.
There you go, bro.
Yeah.
Nice number, round Jimmy. Number.
Wait, it's crooked.
That brings the overall standings to Justin has 148. I still am in second with 138. Mike, 137. Al, 136. Jimmy, 109.
It's all right, man. I got a ringer with me.
No Al today. I think he's buckling under the pressure of second place battle.
Yeah.
But we are joined by Jimmy Jr.
Jimmy Reno Jr. in studio.
So yeah.
Hi.
He's going to be helping me with my picks today.
We need all the help we can get.
Yeah, I do. I do.
All right. Well, it starts tonight. And it's going to be another Thursday night.
Slop fest.
Yeah. You got the Jets. You got the Jets going to Cleveland. Who I think, if I'm not mistaken, it still has a shot at the one seed.
Yes, they do.
An outside shot. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
With old Joe Flacco.
Right. And he's only, like, they've been piecing it together with a few different quarterbacks.
Well, they're taking on the Jets at home. Jimmy. Who you got in this, big man?
The two Jimmies. Who are we going with here? Going with
Jimmies.
Browns.
He says Browns.
Hometown Browns, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the weather.
Weather.
What weather prediction? Oh, yeah.
Do we like the Cleveland weather? No dice. It's going to be miserable. It's going to be cold.
All right. All right, Justin.
Yeah, dude, you got to think the Browns, man. The Browns are playing really well with Joe Flacco, dude.
That defense, he knows how to play with a good defense.
Yeah, hey, dude, it's starting to look very reminiscent of that Ravens run, except he's starting that run a little too early.
Right. So you're going with the Browns?
Yeah, I'm still sticking with the Browns.
Mike?
Man, I'll go Cleveland in this one.
You want to pick those Jets?
Yeah,
now you're
I did.
Always picking the Jets.
I know. I'm a Jets apologist.
They had anything else at quarterback, man. They
never know in this league.
Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. Trevor Siemian. I'm going with the Browns. All right, let's go to Saturday, where there's a Saturday night game. A good one. Lions.
Pretty much the only football game on
Cowboys.
Saturday, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lions Cowboys.
Lions Cowboys in Jerry World. Jimmy, who you got?
All right, we're going again. Who you thinking, man?
Lions, yeah.
Lions. He's big man Campbell fan. That's his guy.
And respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Mike? Who you got in this?
I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys at home.
Oof. All right. What about you, Justin? Your Lions.
Yeah, but it's the Cowboys at home, man. Like I said last week, dude, the Cowboys at home versus the Cowboys on the road, two completely different teams.
Right.
I think the Cowboys put up 40.
Yeah. I think it's
and it's just
be a
matter of if Detroit can keep it close, but I got Dallas with the win at home.
Damn it.
As much as it pains me, because I love me some Dan Campbell, and you got to see my new Dolphins shirt I got for Christmas, dude. It's freaking hilarious.
All right. Well, I picked the Cowboys for the Super Bowl. I don't know why. I think I just got to go Cowboys at home. I don't think the Lions can do it on the road.
What were the does anybody remember all the Super Bowl picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
some Eagles.
Yeah, I had Eagles, Dolphins.
Okay.
I had, who'd you have, Little Jimmy?
Little Jimmy picked Ravens Niners.
All right.
He's got a conspiracy theory.
He picked, the Ravens, man. The Ravens beat the...
How about Justin?
It was real good.
I had the Dolphins and somebody. I would say I probably went either Dolphins Eagles or Dolphins Niners.
All right. We'll go back to this game. Who we got?
Mike? I took Cowboys. I think everybody...
And everybody got the Cowboys except for Jimmy. He's
the
going
two
to the
gems.
Lions.
That's
Lions.
Right. Not a All bad right. pick.
You know, I would not be surprised. But let's go to Houston. Let's go to Sunday. The Titans will be in Houston taking on the Texans.
Willie Levis.
Who you got in this, Justin?
Well, you know what? Because I like the damn Texans so much, I keep picking them and they lose. I want them to win, so I'm taking the Titans.
All right. Yeah, you got... All right, Mike, who you got in this?
That's what I did last week. Took the Cowboys, and that's why the Dolphins secured that victory. So
yeah.
You guys are welcome for that one. I'm taking the Texans in this one. I think Stroud is back, and maybe Tannehill might be still playing for the,
oh, wow.
For the Titans.
Wow, Malik there. Willis is getting the start.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. I'm going Houston then. Jimmy?
Yeah, we both got Houston in this.
All right. Let's move it on to your Bears, little Jimmy. Yeah, they're playing the Falcons.
Ooh.
Got a big win at home. We're hosting. So who you got in this, little Jimmy?
Well, he's got
the Bears.
Bears.
Oh. Yeah. He's going
Bears, and I'll agree with that. And
yeah,
I,
me too.
I think
Stitch
this
is going to wake up.
I think that, what's his face? Arthur Smith. Is that the name of the coach for the Falcons?
Yeah.
I think he's done.
Right. They had a big win at home against the Colts, but Bears should be better than the record.
They should.
I'm going to go with the Bears at home. Mike?
I'm going with the Bears as well. I don't know who the Falcons are going to play at quarterback, but probably not going to be as good as Justin Fields.
I think it's still going to be Heinicke.
Okay.
Yeah. Old little Brett Favre Jr.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You got a little bit of it.
Yeah, more like a poor man's Andy
yeah.
Dalton.
No, he's, yeah. He's Nick Mullins. Oh, Nick Mullins 2.0.
Yeah.
All right, Justin.
Nick Mullins was slinging it last week.
Yeah, I'm going with Justin Fields because that's another guy that I just want to succeed. Even though he didn't feed DJ Moore and he cost me a shot at the fantasy championship, but I'm going to go with the Bears.
So,
all right, so we all just picked the Bears, man. Right. Wow.
So Justin Fields is going to – he's – more than likely going to finish as the leading rusher for the Bears.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing they got rid of David Montgomery.
What do you think, Jimmy? Do you want to keep Justin Fields at quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah? Even if you have the top two picks?
Yes.
I like it. Build around it. It's a team game.
Trade one of them and then get Marvin Harrison for the other one.
Ooh. There you go.
Why not Keon Coleman?
I think we just need to keep Jimmy Jr. on here and get rid of Jimmy Sr.
Yeah. Hey, man. I like
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Jr.'s dropping some knowledge.
I like it, man.
He knows sure more than I do,
man.
For sure.
He is.
Told you.
All right, so you got
stuff.
All the Bears across the board. All right, this is a huge game. Dolphins in Baltimore. The one seed probably on the line in the AFC. It's going to be a tough one, man. Last year, these two teams met in Baltimore, and Miami had a huge comeback win in the second half.
God, that game was nuts.
It was.
Was that at the beginning of the year?
I think you have possibly an MVP on the line here. There's three candidates in this game, I believe, with Lamar Jackson, Tua, and Tyreek Hill, who I argue is more important than anybody on any offense this year. But they did beat the Jets pretty bad without him. All right, so let's get to the picks. Let's start with you, little man. Jimmy, who you got in this?
Who you got in this one?
I think I'm going to have to pick the Ravens because the Dolphins have a really good receiver core, but so the Ravens have a really good defense, so I think the Ravens can shut them down.
Wow, yeah. Well, they shut down the Niners, and they had that Hamilton guy.
Right,
he's
right.
A stud. That
I don't think that Tua is going to throw four interceptions like Brock, but right. I think he's right, man. I think we'll roll with Ravens on this one.
Yeah, at home.
Preview of the AFC Championship.
I'm going
championship
back on what
game.
I said. Bring Jimmy Senior back. Jimmy
Jr. Justin, who you got in this?
Oh, you know who I got.
Yeah.
But let me tell you why.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jaylen Waddle. I just saw actually. Jaylen Waddle is out on Sunday. With the ankle that he hurt last week. But yeah, you know I don't trust the Ravens. I still don't trust them. I pick against them all the time. And now they're playing my guys after Miami had a prove it game and they proved it. And everybody in the damn media is still saying, oh, well, that win against the Cowboys doesn't really count. The Cowboys suck on the road. The Dolphins are still pretenders. Blah, 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 blah. And everybody's stroking the Ravens. The Ravens come in big headed. Bradley Chubb sacks Lamar Thomas or Lamar Jackson three times. Tua throws for 350, three touchdowns. The Dolphins win by like two.
All right.
Here we go.
Mike picked the Cowboys last week. Or
Justin took up all my time, so I guess I'm just going to say Ravens.
Ravens again.
I'm doing it for you guys. Here come the Dolphins.
Wow.
Reverse jinx. I'm doing it again.
Jeez, man.
I don't care about these standings. I care about the Dolphins.
On the grenade. I love this guy.
There you go. About the Dolphins. There you go.
Oh, my God. The Ravens are so tough, man. John Harbaugh's feisty, dude. He's such a good coach.
Keep in mind, dude, four interceptions just pretty much gifted to him.
Well, and
week.
I think Sam Darnold threw one, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'm going Dolphins, baby. Nice. Right. Fish.
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge game. They have Tyreek Hill still, and Mostert having a career year on the ground.
A little worried about Jimmy Jr.'s analysis, though. It sounded pretty good.
It did.
It sounded pretty spot.
Kyle Hamilton's banged up, though, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That's Jimmy Jr. forgot about. How about that?
It's a huge game. It's a huge game. It means a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Another game that's a big game.
Can we only get the one seed, the Dolphins, if we win out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to this one. Head
so,
to head.
Yeah. Man, this is some crazy.
Yeah, this game basically determines.
Right.
It would have been nice to beat the Titans that one week when we were up by.
Yeah, that was, you know what? It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Don't cry over spilled milk. You got every opportunity right in front of you. You take care of business. Even if you would have won that Titans game and lost this game, you probably still would have lost the tiebreaker. So
this
game
is
way more important.
The two seed doesn't seem that bad, right? But
well,
you have to be the four, right?
You get a bye. You're the only team who gets a bye if you get the one. So you want the one seed.
But then
and you get home field
throughout.
Yeah. And it's as much about not having to go somewhere as it is having
especially
home field.
Especially the Dolphins. They play much better at home.
They're almost as bad as the Cowboys with that home away crap.
Right. That's a good – yeah, both those teams are a lot better at home. All right. Let's go to the NFC South where the Bucs have looked good lately. And they're hosting the Saints. This is a big game in terms of that division. Saints could get right back in it. They could come in a Tampa and get the upset. Does anybody see that happening? Who's picking the Saints here? Justin, you were on the Saints early in the year.
I can't. And Baker's been playing damn good for the past month.
Right, yes. I mean, you know, he's got the ability. He's got a big arm for as little of a guy he is.
He's going to throw for over 4,000 yards.
Mike Evans, man. That guy can do it. It doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. He's done it with different quarterbacks.
Yeah. He walks in day one to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's the most underrated receiver in the game. I believe he's so consistent.
Might be in history.
Right, he's so consistent. He gets, 1,000 yards every year no matter what? I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm going Bucks here at home, but this is that NFC South kind of crap, you know, where one of the – like, I wouldn't be surprised the Saints went in and won. Mike, who you got in this?
I'm taking the Buccaneers. It's going to be a sneaky shootout, though. This is going to be like a 60-point total, I think.
Yeah, Derek Carr is incapable of that.
He had like a crazy number last week, over 300, three touchdowns.
Really? Yeah, yeah. He did. He put up a lot of stats, but the Saints suck. Anywhere else. They suck, dude.
Who are they playing? I don't even know.
Who you got? Who you got in this little Jimmy? Bucks.
Yeah, he's a
another hometown pick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the Tampa, local flavor.
Tampa transplant.
All right. Let's go with let's go to the next game. Let's go to the Bills. Going on the Patriots, who got a big win. How about that?
All right. Yeah.
Look at that, man.
Big old win for them.
Coaching
Pats
for his job. I still think he's gonna get canned.
Who are they playing?
They are playing.
No, that who last week could they play?
They played the Broncos.
Yeah.
God.
And they're now benched Russ.
I got Russ benched.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Rise up. Sit down, Bronco Nation.
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Let's ride the pine.
Let's ride the bench, Bronco Nation. Let's ride the pine. All right. Let's go. Well, who we got in this? Patriots going to Buffalo. No one's buying into this Patriots. I mean, who you got in this, little Jimmy?
Buffalo.
All right, Mike?
Yeah, I have the Bills.
All right, Justin?
You know who I got. I've been telling y'all about these guys since they were 5-5.
Right, I'm scared of the Bills, I know. although they had to hang on for their dear lives against the Chargers. All right, give me the Bills too. All right, let's go to Philly. The Cardinals are going against the Eagles. No one's picking the Cardinals, right?
No.
Right? We're all picking the Eagles. Let's move on then. All right, Panthers, Jags. Jags look really bad. So do the Panthers. So who gets right, Jimmy?
Who gets right, Jimmy? Are the Panthers going to get a win over here against your favorite
it's in
QB?
Jacksonville.
I hope they don't, because we want their pick. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
You're going Jags?
Yep, all right. He's going Jags.
Mike?
I'm going to go Panthers on this one.
Wow.
There we go.
Trevor Lawrence might be out.
All right, okay. Give me the Jags at home. Justin?
Dude, I almost want to go Panthers because the Jags keep disappointing me for the past, three games now. I've expected them to get right, and they can't get right. But if you're going to get right, you do it against the Panthers. And I think the Jags finally do. The Jags can't miss the playoffs, right? I mean.
Right. All right.
I got to go Jags.
All right, let's go to Indy, where the Raiders all of a sudden, who coming off a huge win that Al picked, by the way, over the Chiefs. And they're going to be playing the Colts. This game sucks.
It really does.
Who you got in this little Jimmy?
Who do you think? Colts? Raiders?
I don't even know. I don't think I've watched a game the entire year of either of those teams.
Why would you?
Yeah, why would you? It sucks. So I'm going to make the big Reno pick. I'm going Colts. I don't think the Raiders are consistent enough to get two wins in a row.
All right.
You got laugh track?
Yeah.
Laugh track for Jimmy's picks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's Mike, who you got in this?
I'm going with the Colts. Colts.
Justin?
Yeah, I mean, dude, making me pick this game is almost as brutal as making me watch this game. But you know what? I really like Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
I say the Raiders and the Colts season. I'll take the Raiders.
I was taking the Raiders, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's really made a statement. I think
he needs that job.
They did. The last time they had an interim coach, they should have kept him. And hopefully they need to do the right thing this time. I mean, it's hard to coach in the NFL. You need a guy that's going to get respect. You know, like,
yes.
And this is the kind of guy that scares players, kind of. He knows what he's doing. I think getting the respect of NFL locker rooms different for every team. The Raiders could use it, some toughness. I'm going Raiders here on the road. All right. Let's go to the Giants hosting the Rams. Rams look good. Matt Stafford looks real good. He's been slinging it around, and I think they're going to go on the road in New York and get the win, even though it could be tough at New York. Justin, who you got?
Oh, dude, I'm going to keep rolling with the Rams. That's another team I've been riding for a while, dude. And the Giants now, they benched old Tommy Cutlets.
Right.
So, hey, I don't know, dude.
I know, man. That agent, I know. Hopefully he acted on a few deals.
Guy from the place with the thing, you know?
Yeah, I know. It was too good. Mike, who you got in this?
I got the Rams. I think DeVito got benched, right? So is that Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, it's Tyrod time.
All right. Nobody's got the Giants then.
No, there was a report last week about how the assistant coaches pretty much hated Brian DeBoer.
Oh, wow.
Don't have any respect for him. Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator especially.
Oh, wow.
I think he might be on his way out.
Dayball already?
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy how fast it changes in the NFL like that.
Dude, that'd be a mistake, man. I really like Dayball, dude. And Wink Martindale only lasts 3 years as a assistant coach at every place for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his first year in New York. So,
yeah, look how good the
Ravens defense, you know, who's a hot name is that coordinator they have from Michigan. But, all right, let's move to the Commanders taking on the Niners, coming off the big loss.
Oof.
Against the Ravens, they're going to be traveling across the country. Niners going to get the win in Washington, or are you going to start picking against them now, Jimmy?
Well, they benched Sam Howell in Washington.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. No, I'm not going to pick. I'm not going to pick against them this week. Right. I think they're going to win.
Yeah.
They don't win, then I'm done with them for the season. They got no shot if Niners. They can't win these next two games and get the number one seed.
I'm going Niners as well, Mike.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett, I think, is starting for.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a quality backup. Capable of winning a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily.
Like I said, if they lose, I'm done with them. Season's over.
This won't be an easy game.
Didn't he win some for the Dolphins last year?
Yeah, he's won everywhere he's gone.
He's another one of those guys that should be a starter when guys like Tommy DeVito are getting meaningful
reps. There's so
many
guys. Yeah, their quarterback is so hard, you know, and there's only a few guys that are really worth it. So, as you can see in New Orleans and New York, they sign guys like freaking, what's the quarterback I'm thinking of out of Duke? That's in.
Oh, you mean Daniel Jones? Yeah, they signed to an extension.
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, all right. Yeah. All right. So let's go. Let's go. Everyone's picking the Niners. No one's picking the Commanders.
Justin, you like commies, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm a capitalist, bro.
We haven't heard.
All right. Yeah, you're going Niners then, Justin. Niners for Justin. All right. Let's. All right. Let's go to Seattle. Interesting game here. The Steelers are the most unpredictable team in the league, man. They are so Jekyll and Hyde. I mean,
yeah.
But that's what Mike Tomlin does. He just keeps right there around 500 or a little over. They're going to be on the road in Seattle, who's fighting for their playoff lives. Is Geno Smith going to be playing in this?
Believe he is back. He came back last week, so all unless right. he got injured.
I'm going to go Seattle at home, but I have not a lot of confidence in this pick. I would not be surprised to see the Steelers win this game. Justin, who you got?
What's the Steelers record?
8-7.
8-7.
And they looked really good last week.
I got the Seahawks, and then whoever the Steelers play next week, they get the win and finish up 9-8. Yeah, so I'm going Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, you're going Seattle this one.
Oh, yeah, Seattle this one. Pittsburgh next week.
All right, Mike, who you got?
So it's Steelers-Ravens next week, Justin. So if you want them to be over 500, you got to have it this week. I would assume.
All right,
They ruined the Steelers.
No, I think that sets up good. I think
nothing can be more Steelers
than beating the Ravens in the last week.
All right. I'm going Seahawks.
Seahawks, Jimmy.
Yeah, we're going Seahawks as well. No, I don't. Yeah, they looked good last week. That means that the Steelers are due for a stinker.
All right.
If Geno's back, I like him to win.
All right, we got to get on out of here, but we got time for a few more picks. Few more games. The Bengals are gonna be on the road against the Chiefs, man.
So all of a sudden it might be worry time for the Chiefs.
Right. Lost at home to the Raiders?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I mean defensive touchdowns. Yeah.
Back-to-back plays.
Yeah. That just kind of highlights that they really got a problem on offense.
Right.
That's it's crazy to say.
One man show. They got Kelsey?
Kelsey.
Kind of. He dropped some too. Yeah. He's looking old.
Yeah, I mean, it's wearing on being the only receiving threat.
Well, does Cincinnati come in and upset the Chiefs here? Jimmy?
Yeah, we're going Bengals.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going hometown Bengals.
Wow. Whoa, Justin.
I'm rolling with you, Jimmy.
There we go.
Two Bengal picks. You make it three, Mike.
No. Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs. They have to get this one, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. I know that they're going to be on the road in the playoffs for the first time in Mahomes' career, but you got to win this game.
Patty
right.
Mahomes can't keep losing.
All right, let's get to these.
The Kardashian curse is dead. The Swiftie curse is in full effect right now.
All right, let's get to the Broncos and the Chargers in Denver. Going with who are they going with in Denver? Jared Stidham?
Stidham.
Yeah,
Jared Stidham, yeah.
Get a great view from the bench.
I think
Russ.
They're gonna win. I think he's gonna call some big plays with the backup, really shove it to Russell, and give me the Broncos over the Chargers. Justin, who you got?
You know what? I'm rolling with you again on this one.
Yeah.
And this is funny. I saw in my Facebook memories today, last year, Derek Carr got benched by the Raiders for Jared Stidham.
Oh.
So I'm rolling with Stidham.
All right. Mike?
Yeah, I'll go Broncos.
Broncos. Jimmy?
Clean sweep on the Broncos, man.
All right. We got one more real quick. Packers, Vikings. I am taking the Packers. Mike?
Vikings.
All right. Justin?
Cheeseheads.
Jimmy?
We will not pick the Packers. We'll be picking the Vikings.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. It's been fun. We got one more week to go. And we'll do it again, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
So my ride was here. We got a shuttle. We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle